That's a good song.
Is that what we're leading in with?
Yeah. You know what this is?
Fucking drums.
This is the Starship Troopers battle song.
Okay.
We're doing Fighting Bugs.
Starship fucking troopers.
Yeah. Starship.
I guess I should have let you guess.
Oh, are we on? Are we doing this?
I don't know. I just started.
Are you red?
Yeah, I'm red. Are you red?
No.
Drew is.
Where them rights at?
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Drew is red.
We can start. I was just playing it.
Let's fucking get it poop-a-looping.
Welcome to the Draft Podcast.
Welcome.
Yeah. I've done my part.
I think it works.
Yeah. Speaking of which.
Man, you can do your part tough. Too.
Wait, what is happening here?
You gotta ask for them rights.
I gave it to him.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, he gave it to you.
Recording in progress.
There you go. Jeez. Even though all this is already recording.
Yeah.
Whoa,
what do you think that lady's name is that says recording in progress?
Do you think that she just sits and waits for people to push the
Shannon?
Button?
Shannon. Do you think she does a robot voice impression or she's like actually AI?
I think she's a live person that does it
I
live.
Think she, yeah. She never sleeps.
Yeah.
She just sits around waiting for somebody to.
Or they have like three ladies that all have that. Like they fucking flipped over every rock and found every person with that voice.
Okay.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It sounds like the lady version of them like 1980 like talk and speak things. Well, you know what I'm talking about?
Speak and spell?
Speak and spell.
Yeah, yeah,
exactly. Dude, I used to love a fucking speak and spell. I didn't have it, but if I ever ran in my cousin, shout out Brian, he had one and I used to like, he'd bring it over to grandma's and I'd be like fucking with that thing. Man, I love me a speak and spell.
Shout out Brian.
Yeah.
What up, Brian?
Also, redhead.
Oh.
Oh, shit. Look at that. Drew.
From the Shy.
Drew, you guys might be related.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We probably know each other. You know, I just saw the other day there's an annual ginger run.
You should do it.
Oh, shit.
I know.
Is it like in every city? Or
I don't think so.
Place.
I just saw it on something. It just said annual ginger run, and I was like, I should look into that.
Yeah.
It looks like, I assume it's like for St. Patrick's Day, so.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Maybe I can just do a local chapter, you know?
Yeah, I like it. You guys run, get hurt a little bit, and then it's ginger ale.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So, some sex is happening and it's ginger rail.
That's right.
Second annual ginger run had a strong turnout.
Yeah.
So they're going to do it again, Drew.
Mm-hmm.
Where's it coming?
Let's see here. Boston Colleges. Second
okay, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah. Boston. They have to go to Boston.
Yeah, shipping up to Boston.
I don't know. I think it's time for a Florida version, you know?
Yeah. Oh, dude, you should start it.
Yeah.
The Draft Pod will sponsor it.
That's right.
Did you already intro us in?
I'm putting it on my dry erase board like the secret.
Yeah.
Ginger run.
You're not thinking that we're on the show right
2025.
Now? 2025.
Yeah. What do four triangles make?
I don't know.
A square?
What kind of triangles are they?
Yeah.
Fucking square, like, man. I'm not talking obtuse.
Isosceles.
Yeah. You know? I'm talking about some regular ass, like, Pythagorean theorem triangles. Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Did I just say something that's a thing or no?
A squared, B squared equals C squared.
Yeah. Triangle. Yeah. Try this angle. Your team's soft as hell. You all cotton. You all mashed up. I'm all grotten. Bunch of scoundrels on your squad, you dirty rotten. Bunch of Mosbys, we leave your ass like Robin. You like bring it on, but it's already been brought. And shortly after we done, you'll be forgotten. They immortalize us like Tupac. We the insect kings of New York. Knife you down, then spoon you after we fork. Dunk you down, call a skinny, skinny skywalk. You small ass rat, we big hawk. You just plants, we smoke like Snoop Dogg. You may grow up to be big trees. Sit in the woods and drink mini pee. How many dudes piss on you regularly? You just sit there all stupidly. You ain't even given fruitfully, so we chop you down brutally. You catch shit wetter than my jumper. What up, Drew? What up, baby bumper? You running you for his gumper, but you let every camper hump you. I mean, you were hot that one summer, but then you turned into cum dumpster. You went down like sunsets. We thick as hell, you thin necks. You gross as fuck, you incest. Apple don't fall from the tree, you inbred. Time to clean this up like Windex as we draft teams of fighting insects.
Oh, shit.
Nice.
Dude.
Yeah.
You had bars just now.
Hell yeah, man.
Mm-hmm. God damn.
Mm-hmm. Coming hard like a wooden bar at your local brewery. It's not soft.
No.
Welcome.
Welcome. Let's roll these balls. Let's
welcome to the show. JabroniU.com. All the shows on the network. Why do we ever meet? Be afraid of your flow and tell. New Jabroni Pro Wrestling, Ceramic Cat, Locals After Hours, and much, much more, including the Draft fucking podcast that you're listening to right now. Go ahead and give us a thing and do the thing where you like say, yeah, this is cool. And don't forget to subscribe or follow.
FaceTime your mamas for us.
Just set up automatic downloads, whatever it is these days.
Yeah. They probably don't even have FaceTime. You probably got to contact somebody else that has FaceTime and then ask if they can go over to your mother's house so that you can actually see them.
No, that's just for Android users.
Yeah. And like, flip phone users.
Hey, download this third-party app.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because
that's the thing about the third party. It's not the first or the second.
Yeah, I guess.
Gotta add both of them up to get to the third.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
What's the order, yeah. James?
Oh, my God.
Don't worry. Don't worry. Andy's going to keep it tight tonight, guys.
That's right. Oh, man.
You know, the thing about keeping it tight, Drew, right?
Yeah.
It's that it's I-T.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I think I do.
I don't even know what I mean. But here's the order. James, number one. Drew, number three. Andy, you're number two.
Oh,
oh,
oh, you
shit.
Put a little spin
on. See what
on
I did
us.
There?
It's journaling always daily.
Fuck. I gotta go first, and I don't really like that.
You bugged.
Yeah.
Literally.
I know.
This is a hard one. We're doing fighting teams of insects.
Yes.
And
bugs.
Yeah, bugs right. Like arachnids.
Same thing, right?
Yeah, no. Everything.
No, because insects are only the ones with six legs. Bugs have all the legs.
Oh, fuck. Uh-oh.
Yeah, but isn't it everything? We're including everything.
That's what I'm saying. We're doing bugs, not insects.
Yeah, not spiders.
All insects are bugs, but not all bugs are insects.
All spiders
right,
aren't bugs.
Yeah.
So no, spiders are included.
Spiders are bugs.
What?
They're arachnids, yeah.
Dude, I purposely took out all spiders.
You're the one that said bugs.
I said insects. Uh-oh. That's all right. I'll make it happen. I'll make it happen. I ain't scared. I ain't never scared.
Well, you know, it doesn't really matter.
It doesn't.
Does it?
I don't think so. I could probably stay within. I could probably not take spiders. It doesn't matter to me.
Oh, well, I have way more than just spiders.
Yeah, well, true.
Hmm.
Let's just do bugs. All bugs. Everything's included. Let's go.
All those creepy, creepy crawlers.
Okay.
Remember those fucking commercials?
I do.
I don't.
It was that little thing where you would make the... It was... Never mind. Keep it tight, guys.
Yeah.
I'm on the clock. Yeah. I got my first pick. I know what it is.
Okay, fuck what you heard. Dick in the ear.
I think that this is the ultimate, just because my first thought is strength in numbers.
Mm.
Like, if it's not like a fucking giant bug versus a giant bug killing each other in the streets, and we're talking bugs, they're normal size right now, but fucking taking out other bugs, cockroaches. Strength in numbers. There's 100 gabazillion. What is that number? I don't know.
Yeah.
There's probably a billion cockroaches for every person.
There's a lot of cockroaches.
That's wrong. There's a lot of fucking cockroaches. Cockroaches, I feel like, could take out a human being. You know what I mean? If they, like, fucking piled up on top of each other and then just, like, suffocated them.
Yeah, like Joe's apartment.
Exactly.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Cockroaches are kind of legit.
You fucking cockroaches.
And not to mention, one single cockroach could scare, like, 10 people in a room, like, just chilling. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm okay with cockroaches, honestly.
Yeah.
Call it the Florida in me, but they don't, like, freak me out that much.
Really?
Cockroaches? Like, I feel like we've gotten used to them.
I'm kind of used to them at this point, too. Like, at first, yeah. I was like, eh. And then, like, but once you realize that, like, every house in Florida, like, even if it was just built, like, has cockroaches, like,
yeah.
Because, like, house. In up my north, it's doesn't. Like, it's only people who are fucking disgusting. But here, it's just like, no, it just happens.
Cockroaches are like wood glue.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Yeah, it's like, you don't really think about it, but, like, it's a thing.
But they're there. Yeah. You got to figure out what to do with it.
Mm-hmm. When you come across. What the fuck is wood glue? What's a cockroach?
Yeah. Like, if you're holding either item, you're thinking, why do I have this thing in my hand?
It's not even shaped like a dick.
Right. I was kind of doing, like, fingers.
Yeah.
All right. Andy, you're up.
All right. I mean, we're talking bug-on-bug violence here. So I got to go with the giant centipede.
Hold on a second.
Uh-huh.
Did you have this written down before?
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
Is this in...
What's the deal?
It's not an insect.
It's got like 21 or 23 pairs of legs.
Yeah, I know. It's not an insect.
It's crazy, man.
What is it?
It's like, look at this thing, dude. It's like...
Is that the
like
Amazonian?
Yeah. It's like a... Yeah. It's like a snake, but it's like not a snake at all. It's a bug.
Yeah.
So and it can deliver venom into its prey, and the venom is like toxic for mammals and insects. So,
things just eats and eats and eats.
I like that.
Yeah, it's like, I said, it's also known as the Amazonian centipede.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
That's right. Like, just look at these things like heads. They're ferocious. And they 30 centimeters. So it's a big bitch. It's able to eat mice and lizards.
Oh shit.
Yeah, as a bug. Like, come on now. Yeah. This is like Rick Moranis blew up a bug, but it's just regular.
I think it's nasty.
Like, honey, I blew up the the bug.
The thing is, it kind of looks like a Pokemon, too, so kids are going to reach out for this thing, you know?
Yeah. I bet Deep from The Boys would be super into this.
Honey, I blew up the bug.
Yeah.
I like that. This bitch would fucking destroy a lot of shit.
It'll do work. It'll definitely do some work, but yeah. I just like looking at it's super it's a creepy crawler, Drew.
Yeah.
It is a creepy crawler.
Can you imagine all them legs up on you though?
No.
Just tickling you?
Dude, man. So many legs.
Give me a little tickle.
Yeah.
And then it fucking strikes.
Starts to eat your dick.
You probably would think it was like good at first. You'd be like, ooh, hey.
Yeah, and then it would get super painful and you would be like, what's going on?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Drew? Do you know?
I'm gonna go with another creepy crawler, South African creature. I mean South American creature. And I'm going to go with the... I just had it, and now I don't see it. Giant silkworm assassin caterpillar?
Oh, shit.
That sounds crazy.
Yeah.
I saw this one.
It looks really cool, but if you touch it, you're fucking done, son.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Dude, it kind of looks like little weed leaves.
Yeah, it kind of looks like a little cactus with this little like.
Yeah.
Things, oh shit.
But yeah.
Yeah. That looks.
Dude, it looks like a really nice neighborhood for super small insects.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. Like, if you lived in that neighborhood with all those tree looking things,
mm-hmm.
like you'd be like chilling, and then all of a sudden you'd be dead.
Dude. It looks almost like a pine cone. Like if it was on a pine tree with little pine needles sticking out, you know?
Yeah.
Like
on a fancy piece of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I was really like doing this research, I was just like, it's really fucking cool. Like caterpillars to moths or butterflies, whatever they become, like, that is such a cool fucking, like, the whole metamorphosis thing. Like, that's pretty fucking amazing.
Do they all do that?
Yeah.
Like, how come we're not humans that turn into, like, fighter jets?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, how come we're not Transformers?
Yeah. What would you like to turn into?
Could you imagine the animation of that change? What has to happen for you to turn into a fighter jet? Like your human body? That would be a fucking nightmare.
Oh, man. Then you get fucked and turn into like the little helicopter thing from like Showbiz Pizza. Or Chuck E. Cheese, I should say.
Yeah.
Showbiz Pizza.
Showing my age.
Oh my god. Alright. Drew,
alright, I'm gonna go with the Japanese giant hornet, or also known as a murder hornet.
Yeah. Ah, that was on my list.
Those things are fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And I coming across. So did either of you see the guy that like purposely gets stung by this shit?
No.
Like, no.
It's like an Animal Planet show where he just like gets fucking stung.
Is that true?
Yeah.
And what is he have like doctors there to like fucking save him?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Like I was just like watching a clip and they like it was with this and they're like he like puts the jar on his hand or whatever, or his arm, and he's like, pop! Ah! Like, yeah.
Holy Because
this
fuck.
Is the one I think they said, like, it feels like getting shot with a nail gun or something like that.
That's insane.
That's fucking nuts, man.
Yeah.
Also, you know, if you're allergic, Ain't a good thing to be fucking with.
No.
Yeah, don't do the sting test guy thing if you know that you're allergic to hornets.
Yeah, you'd be an idiot.
Yeah, a real dumb.
Oh man,
I was just watching a fucking Rory Scovel bit where he's talking about like people's reaction to broken glass. And they're like, just stay away from it. There's broken glass. And he's like, yeah, we all know that. And he's like, my first instinct was to roll up my sleeve and use my bare forearms to just get the glass up off the ground. It's so funny.
This is a good team you got, because you got a crawler and you got a flyer.
Yeah.
You know, so you're doing some things here.
Mm-hmm.
You're coming by land and air.
Yeah.
I almost said sea.
I can tell.
But I caught myself.
Yeah.
You did good.
So I got my, you know, this is, I would say it's army, but it's more like, what do you call it? Like the artillery, I think, is a silkworm. It's like a tank.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And then I got my Air Force.
Right.
They call it a giant silkworm moth.
Moth. Okay. Well, that's when it turns.
When it turns.
Yeah.
So it, like, comes out of the closet. Hey guys, I'm a moth now.
Essentially.
Well, yeah. All hell silked up.
Got to get in your silks. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Shout out to all my moths out there.
All right, Andy.
All right, motherfucker. You know, you talked about strength in numbers, right?
Motherfucker.
So I got to go with a little bit of a hot pick here. Give me them fire ants.
Oh, fire ants?
Yeah.
Mm.
Super aggressive. Excruciating stings, murderous tendencies. Like, you gotta love all these things. They can do work, and they're just like pissed off individuals. Like,
mm-hmm.
they, you know, have a short fuse, which maybe there's something to the short fuse redheads with fire ants. Maybe there's like some sort of connection there. You know what I'm saying, Drew?
No, what the fuck are you trying to say, asshole?
But yeah, it feels like
perfect timing. That was great.
I feel like we used to run into these fuckers all the time, and like, luckily now I don't run into them quite as often. But like, dude, it was so much pain when you got hit with them fire ants when you were a kid.
Oh, people threw fire ants at you?
No. Yeah. Dude, you never had fire ant fights?
No.
Oh, man. You just get a glove, you pick them up, and start throwing them all your friends.
In each other's eyes. Just, here's a fucking handful of ants. Figure it out.
I'll tell you what, though. They are tenacious little bastards, for sure.
Oh, definitely.
You get that itching and burning sensation. So, like, hey. And there's a lot of them.
Yeah, you know? And if they're attacking another bug, they're all jumping on every side of them, fucking putting, each of them putting their own venom in there.
Dude, it's a fucking gang.
They could take it down.
Is literally a gang. Like, it's a, they jump you in.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And they're all like one, like single-minded. They're all working for the queen. You know what I mean? So they're like, we got to do this.
I imagine like they're all like, hey, you fucking with me? And you're like, no, man, I was just getting a drink, dude.
Just walking like, by.
The other one's like, you're talking shit to my brother? And he's like, no, I literally was just getting a drink. And like, they're just all start doing the same thing. And all of a sudden a fight breaks out and you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I'm dead. I was just trying to get a drink, and they thought I was like fucking with them. You know?
Exactly.
Yeah. Fire ants.
Exactly. They just jump right at it. All right. I think I'm going to go with the assassin bug.
Oh, yeah.
You seen this thing?
Yeah.
You seen this thing? The assassin bug.
You seen this?
It's got this big, long fucking beak on it. And that's how it, like, sticks the fucking venom into things.
Yeah.
And this bitch will fucking kill, like, house cats and shit. Like,
that's crazy.
It doesn't just fuck with other bugs. I was also watching a video where the guy was talking about how, like, the reason it's called the assassin bug is because it literally leaves no mark that it was there. It's like the way it creeps up and the way it leaves, you never knew it was there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's crazy. It's stealthy.
It's fucking stealth as fuck.
Oh, man.
But then it's also, like, bright red and orange. So, like, I don't know. I don't know what evolution was doing there.
I mean, sometimes you got to look good while killing. You know?
I look slick.
Mm-hmm. Slay, bug, slay.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. The moth gets it.
Hell yeah.
I think sometimes that whole, isn't it like the bright colors? Like, it's literally just like, it's like a neon sign being like, yeah, don't fuck
with
me.
Yeah, don't touch me. Yeah.
Dude, it's got some kind of cute legs, right?
Hell yeah.
Like, some good legs right there.
Got some sticks on them.
Some fucking KA legs right there.
For real. But the thigh to calf, like, ratio is just right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, at its size, it's got some calves on it.
It's proportional, for sure.
Yeah, and the cool thing is you get six of them. Like, us humans, we only get two of them thighs, right? You get six thighs.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you're like, damn, you're sexy. And then the moment you're saying, damn, you're sexy, you're dead.
The end.
Fucking D-E-D.
Yeah.
A real ass end bug.
Really, you're really like, look at this sexy mother, and then you're dead. You're fucking done. You don't even get to finish.
You don't even get to finish, yeah.
Yeah. Mother. Look at this sexy mother.
Shout out to my premature bugs. They got it.
Yeah. But they get to finish.
Exactly.
All right, back to me.
Oh, wait, I should... Mark these off the list.
I now have to get... I got to get up in the air like Drew has.
Yeah.
So I got to go with killer bees.
Wu-Tang.
Wu-Tang. Ooh. Ain't nothing to fuck with. Africanized? Yeah. Africanized honeybees.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Damn.
Dude, these bitches are fucking... These are like what you were saying about ants. Just... already mad, like nothing even fucking, you didn't even do anything.
Yeah,
you didn't even have to be there, but they're fucking pissed at you
for no reason.
They're like, why weren't you here? And then when you're there, they're like, why are you here? You know, they're just mad already.
Yeah shit.
And there's fucking swarms of them. These bitches will fucking... And, once again, they live for the fucking queen, so...
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's true. They do it for the queen.
They have a reason to kill.
Right.
You know?
Give me one good reason.
You're all reason. I always think of fucking... Was it Jackass 3 where they did the bee thing and the fucking one dude was just running around and Steve-O's just like calmly walking. He's like, yeah, if you don't fucking like, they're attracted to body heat. So just be calm and you won't get stung.
That's a crazy motherfucker right there.
Steve-O.
Yeah. Oh man. Damn. That's a great pick though.
Fuck yeah.
I'm mad I didn't make that at number two, but that's all right. That's all right.
I want to get some honeybees, you know?
Yeah.
You want to do like a little honeybee farm?
Yeah.
Is that something you really want to do?
But I'm going to get the Africanized ones.
Oh. Never mind.
So nobody, they have better honey?
It's so like
nobody, it's, nobody fucks with my honey.
Yeah, it's like a home protection.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
do you have a gun? No, but I got
beware of bees.
No, but I got a bunch of really fucking angry bees behind my house.
It's got a hive up by the, like, there's the right next to the fucking ring doorbell is a fucking it's a fucking a hive.
You need like a sign like a little further up, like before the door, that just says "Protected by bees, please stand back."
Yeah. Oh man,
people
what
think it's like a joke.
I know, yeah, it's like literally one of those ADT signs, but I just scratch out that and put bees. It says bees. Like, protected by bees.
Stand back.
Oh. That's hilarious.
Shit. Okay, okay. All right. Nope.
He was a skater boy.
All right. I'm going to go. I'm going to get kind of wild with this pick.
All right.
I know what you guys are going to think. And... you're right. This is a wild ass pick.
You're right. But look, you're right. It is an elephant.
I don't even know what it is, but I feel like this is a wild ass pick.
Look, sometimes you got to throw people off the scent, right? You got to have somebody in your squad that can maybe like take some damage, right? And then all of a sudden, like, wear the other team out. Like, what the fuck's going on? And then, bam, at that point, you pounce, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take this bad motherfucker, and he is called the Ironclad Beetle. So essentially, I'm going to send him out on the front line, and this thing can get run over by a fucking car and still survive.
Holy shit.
Yeah. And it's from like, it's the most brush resistant structure of an animal in nature is this thing. So it's like, it's built like a fucking tank, right? And what happens is like things try to attack it and they keep trying and trying and trying. And they just fucking give up.
It just wears them out.
It wears them out, and, yeah. And they have to like give up. So it's kind of a good thing to send that thing out there, yeah. And like get people like get them other bugs like what the fuck, and they like just like they're like forget it, we're done. And then at that point is when you send in the army, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All right, dude, I fucking love that. That's fucking strat right there.
Yeah, man. That's yeah, your, you gotta put that's a little your strategy. Artillery.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know? So, and then all of a sudden, after you get tired, that fucking centipede's coming at you. Come on now.
Hell yeah.
That's terrifying. You've gassed out. It's round 7.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not even 5 rounds, right? It's the 7th round. And you're like, what the fuck? This fight was only supposed to go 5 rounds. You know?
Exactly.
That's right.
Exactly. And now look at this thing coming at me in slow motion.
Exactly.
All right. Drew.
Yes. I'm going to go with... man. You know what? Fuck, I'm just going to get my fucking in numbers out of the way, and I'm going to go army ants.
Yeah.
These things can fucking, these, like, they take, like, devour carcasses and shit. Like, they're known to travel in the millions. Like, it's fucking insane. So, it's, you know, again, I mean, it's almost my answer to the Ironclad is just fucking numbers and numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
I get it.
So many fucking ants.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many.
There's so many.
And they could build like a house.
No, those are carpenter ants.
Let me ask you this.
It's true. These guys are military.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you guys think army ants, to me, They're like the front line. Yeah. Do you think that they could take fire ants, like, head-to-head? Army ants? Because the army ants, I feel like they're trained. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think army ants are a little bit bigger, so I might have that. But they have the sting.
It would be a battle. It would be a battle because I think army ants, you would get more of them.
Mm-hmm.
But the fire ants, like, when they sting, it's, like, more lethal, So it's that would be, like, a true battle if they just straight up went head-to-head.
Head-to-head, yeah.
You know, because the army ants have that training, but the fire ants, they got that fire.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, my only thing is I bet the army ants would be – well, the army ants would have, like, some type of formation. You know what I mean? They'd have a fucking battle strategy, whereas the fire ants, like, they're just so fucking mad all the time, and it's like – They're not gonna be like,
I missed the fucking ginger run.
Like, they know. They know the order is kill these fucking ants, but how to do it? That, like, they don't care about that. They're just willing.
Bukkake. They're coming at all angles.
Yeah, but maybe these army ants, maybe they'll only be able to, like, overtake them in some kind of way,
right?
With a little teamwork. I don't know.
It's gonna be a battle.
That's a tough battle.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right. Next, I'm going to go with, using kind of Andy's strategy there too. I pictured this when I did this as, James, you'll remember this when you actually got to see, like, the people north of the wall fight the fucking army of the dead, like, before the main, like, you know, it was early in the season. When there was the actual giants, giants were just fucking, like, that's what they were doing. Kind of that same thing where they're taking on, like, four or five people at once. And, like, even though they're getting spears thrown at them, they're just fucking ripping them off and everything like that. So for me, that is the Titan Beetle. Now, this thing, this thing has pinchers that can fucking snap a pencil in half.
Yeah.
Like, they're super powerful, and, like, they get one of the, you know, maybe not the ironclad, but something in there, and it's doing some damage. It's just like, whoosh, all right, on to the next one. Whoosh, on to the next
one. It looks like a remote control car that's in the shape of a beetle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And these things are up to, what, like, 6.5 inches or something like that?
Oh, dude, they're fucking giant.
Yeah.
And, like, they hiss. They do hissing sounds.
Yeah.
And they're not really, like, an aggressive bug or anything. I was about to take these next.
Yeah.
But, so...
They are, especially intimidating.
Well, yeah, that's...
Yeah.
I would say, like, put these out in the battlefield. Like, make them like your barricades. You know what I mean? Shoot around them. Hide behind them. You know what
I
mean? Like...
Yeah,
them,
I think, to me, I'm sending, like...
The army.
They're going out with that main infantry of my army ants, but, like, they're, like, each little, like, you know how there's always, like, those little sections of, like, the little, like, in the old school warfare.
Yeah.
Like, they all line up in, like, 10x10 rows. Yeah. Like, they're in the middle of each one. We got one in the middle, so that way, like, you know, everybody's moving together like that. And
some can ride on top of them.
Yeah. I think what you want here, because they're not aggressive, so what you want here is people to come into you, because they'll defend themselves if you come into them and fuck with them.
Yeah, right, yeah.
They're just not coming to you to fuck you up.
Right, that's why you use them as, like, barricades. You put them out in the fuck, or even just, like, stick them on, like, a fucking launcher and just fucking launch them bitches out on top, fucking 5 or 6 bugs down there, fucking, and this bitch lands on top of them, and then it starts hissing.
Yeah, if there's a game of capture the flag, these are the people that you surround the flag with.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because, like, wait, you're stepping in our home? Now it's on. You know?
Yeah.
I like what you're doing there. Okay.
Good work, Drew.
Okay.
Yeah.
A Titan Beetle.
Titan Beetle.
So I'm taking this bad bitch. I'm taking a beetle as well. My strategy.
Another one.
Yeah. My strategy here is you need some sort of artillery, right? You need potentially to be able to kind of toss some shit around. You need your Hulk, right?
Yeah.
You kind of got your Hulk. My Hulk is going to be the Hercules Beetle, also known as the Rhinoceros Beetle.
Oh, I didn't see this one. I got to look at this.
Yeah, it's the strongest creature on Earth for its size. It can carry 850 times its weight, which is like a person carrying 7 elephants.
Holy shit.
Yeah. And it's got some damn pinchers on that thing.
Oh, that thing is badass.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, I was close. I was like, do I take Volkswagen or Hercules? And I went this version of a Beetle.
That fucking horn, that's like a, that bitch is badass.
Yeah, did you see this? This one with like on the hand?
Yeah.
Damn.
It's a crazy ass beetle. But like, like it almost kind of looks like it's got like a long nose and a mouth.
Yeah.
Like it's kind of funny if you look at it. Like, look at this funny looking guy. But then it fucks you up.
It kind of looks like the Rhino costume of, like, somebody who's playing the actor of Rhino. And,
yeah.
Or, and like it's like a Spider-Man villain.
Yeah. It's got clawed feet that'll grip tightly as well. You know, so it says it takes it for a human. It takes some effort to get this thing off of you. So imagine if that's on a bug or... or whatever, like that's terrifying in a bug fight. So, yeah, this is definitely my Hulk. You know,
hell yeah, I love it.
Hercules Beetle, protected by Hercules. Stand back.
All right. It's back to me now, right?
Damn, I didn't even think about this. I got 2 Beatles on my squad and not even a Bailey.
No Bailey. 2 Beatles, no Bailey.
Yeah.
I'm going to get into some territory that I mean, you guys haven't even thought of yet. And I'm going with some fucking chemical warfare. We're going to get us some stink bugs out there in the battlefield.
Oh, these are like your smoke bombs.
Our smoke bombs. We're going to send them out there, the stink bug, and just have them fart all over the fucking enemies.
That might be like...
put the gas out there.
Aphrodisia for them bugs, though.
No, they don't like it. They don't like it. The stink bug uses it as a defense against predators trying to come at him.
Okay.
So... It's not good for anybody. And stink bugs have the ability to bite too, so they can, you know, they still have some attack ability, but I like the idea of them stinking up the other team's side.
That makes sense. Yeah. Throw that stank on them.
And then you got like the rest of the army like waiting to go can sit there and make fun of them, you know, the other army.
Yeah.
And be like You guys really stink over there, you know?
Yeah.
Or, like, point at one of them and be like, did you fart?
You know? They kind of look like the shell looks a little bit like a turtle a bit.
Yeah, yeah.
So I feel like they could also hide pretty well.
Yeah, they can blend.
Mm. Yeah.
Depending on where the fight takes place, I mean... these guys, you might not even see the shit coming.
Yeah, man.
You know?
Shit.
Fucking
ass. That's a crazy one right there.
Yeah. We're getting technical.
Stink bugs. Yeah. No, hey, you all got to have your different strategies. So throwing a stink bug out there is not bad. Because I don't know how many bugs are walking around with like those masks, you know?
Yeah. None, besides maybe your Hercules Beetle.
Yeah. I don't even think he's got a nose.
Maybe this guy would know.
Dude, we're here already?
We're moving. We're so brisk, we're living.
That's brisk, baby.
We're so brisk, we're beefing and then it at the end. Beef brisket. Dude. My right foot's hurting.
Why?
I walked like 11 miles on Saturday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Went to the Players Championship, a golf event.
Oh, shit. That's amazing.
Wow. Yeah, took pops to it, and holy shit, that was a lot of walking.
Is your dad a golf guy?
Oh, yeah, big time.
Oh, that's awesome. Hell yeah.
So we went, and we were walking around the holes and stuff like that, and then there was a group that came up that had, like, two of the premier golfers, and we essentially followed them for, like, seven holes when the crowds were, like, massive. What's crazy is you don't realize how long it fucking takes for, like, a golf match. Because, like, if you watch it on TV, it's just, like, leisurely napping. And
they're
constantly changing over from, like, golfer to golfer. So it doesn't feel like it's taking that long.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, we walked, like I said, around seven holes with this group. And it was, like, 2.5 hours.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm like, oh, my God, these guys are walking around, like, throwing sticks, throwing balls, you know, for essentially 5.5 hours. Like, 5.5 hours. It's crazy.
Well, yeah.
So, it was a good time. And then we went goofy golfing.
Who were the premier golfers that you followed?
Rory McIlroy Jordan Spieth.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so we followed them for a while. I got a lot of sun. Next day did some goofy golfing and picked up the dub, you know what I'm saying? Got a hole in one.
Oh, he did? Hell yeah.
Yeah, so it was a big old golf weekend. But it was cool, you know?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
I love it.
What you guys got? Oh, also, James, I watched the soccer movie with my mom that you drafted.
And wasn't it really fucking awesome?
It was great.
Hell yeah. God, I fucking love that movie. Next goal wins.
Yeah. It's different, but there's some, like, cool runnings vibe to it.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Fuck yeah.
A little different. Cool Runnings is, like, more funny and fun, whereas this one had, like, like more story and heart, you know.
They kept saying, "Our instead of you dead yet, Ma," and they say, "You dead yet, mate?"
Dead yet, mate? I didn't know that America is Samoa. Like, I don't know if that's how the island is.
Dude, are they and like, lost 31-0? Like, geez.
Yeah, but like, are the people is that really a cultural thing that they think positively and they're always like lifting each other up? Cause that's what
I
they
know. Are. Like I think there are so. Oohs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what it made it. That's what it made it seem like. It made me want to fucking move there. Like it looked fucking amazing.
Well, what was crazy about it is how I know American Samoa is obviously from like wrestling, and those dudes are significantly different than kind of what this movie portrayed, which was a different version of what you think. So. But I like the positive vibes and just the energy of the island and all that kind of stuff. Like it felt like it was more of a real life, like slice of life of what it's like to be there.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, so that was good.
It was really good. I watched Ricky Stenicki.
Yes.
Yeah. That movie was actually fucking good. That movie was funny as fuck.
I need to finish it. I started it and then I haven't fucking finished it yet.
Dude, see this character.
It's like, fucking wild.
Dude,
the Vegas stuff, yeah.
I basically got to the montage of him singing all the songs, and that's where I gotta stop.
Yeah.
And dude, goddamn, that shit was
funny. The montage of all the penis songs.
Yeah.
God, that was so good.
Oh my god, and then when, like, so you don't know. Fuck.
I'll tell you what, for me, like Cena was incredible, but like Andrew Santino,
dude, you fucking rock.
Oh my god,
he's just a real natural dude.
He's so good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I feel like everything he says is improv. I feel like he's never on script. Like, that's how it feels as he's talking.
Yeah,
it's,
but I was just
very,
like,
natural.
Like, and I love him and Dave and everything, but this is like a different. This is like more of like what you would imagine he would be, and holy shit, he absolutely smashed this role.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was super impressed with him coming away from this movie.
Hell yeah.
That's awesome, man.
Ricky Stenicki.
Yeah, what do you got, Drew?
Oh, I have both. I'll start with the Raven. James invited me out to see Tom Segura. I kind of thought that's what he would go with, but
no, I left it for you.
Yeah,
I talked about Ricky Stenicki.
Yeah, you were Ricky Stenicki.
Well, let me tell you. I'll tell you why Tom after Segura. Drew. Let's hear.
Yeah, so it was a fucking good time, James. So James is like, "Hey, man, we're getting a group of us are going up to see Tom Segura. We're getting a bus," and I'm like, "Oh shit, son!"
Yeah,
like I'm thinking, like, this is gonna be. And then the bus gets there, and it's just friends of his owns an old school bus, and I was like.
Yeah,
fuck
shut
you,
up,
dude.
But that bus was badass.
Yeah.
The bus was my favorite part of the whole thing.
It was really fun. Like, yeah. it was great to just wonder if we're even going to get there.
Well, yeah. And, well, just cracking jokes. And I never felt unsafe at any point.
I think
it was awesome. That bus was badass. I want to fucking invest in that bus. Like,
I know.
I rode a bus this weekend, too. Holy shit. Did you?
Yeah.
Fucking A. Buses, you know, buses underrated. Buses are legit. You know?
Now, I was riding in like a very comfortable, seated, air-conditioned bus.
Oh, we weren't. But it was awesome, though.
So it was air-conditioned.
Yeah.
Barely.
Just didn't blow cold.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Well, that bitch was bad.
You ever just want to pee on a school bus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really had to pee at one point during this school bus trip. So, yeah, I definitely.
We had to,
I was about to pee on that school bus.
It's funny because, like, at one point, because we're like, because that's when James was like, can we stop at a rest stop? I said to Beeler, I was like, dude, this is going to be the longest 40-minute trip. Like Bradenton to Tampa is not that far.
No.
Like, we had already stopped to get gas and like everybody got fucking drinks and shit and like and then like James is like, I have to pee. Can we please pull over somewhere?
Well, we had plenty of time that we left three hours before the show even started.
Yeah.
But I don't know. What did you think of the show though, Drew?
I thought it was good. So you can definitely tell Segura's working on a new hour. That's the way I just tell people. Like,
yeah.
Okay.
You can tell the pieces are there and it's coming into place. It's not perfected yet.
So he's just playing with it.
Yeah. And like you can tell he's working stuff out, figuring what to go in and come out of the next hour. But like, other than that, it was still funny for what it was, but you can tell it's not like the finished product.
Yeah, fully fleshed out. Yeah. I kind of like that, though, in the sense of, like, it's kind of fun to see the process. So, like, when you guys see this and then when you see the special,
yeah,
you'd be like, oh, I saw the start of the formation of the joke that ended up.
Yeah. I don't really like that.
Oh, okay. I got you.
And I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
Because I do like what you're saying. I love the fucking story behind a joke, and I love the fucking making of the special. But you do that in the fucking small clubs, and you fucking... You get all that shit out of the way.
He's not playing small clubs
anymore. And then when you fucking sell out an arena for over $100 tickets, you don't fucking play around with material.
Okay, that's fair.
You know what I mean?
That's fair.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess
it depends on what it is, because I saw Dave Chappelle do it, and it was one of the most amazing experiences seeing stand-up comedy, because I got to see him, like, working shit out, like, in real time. But the thing is, he's so fucking good at that particular set of skills that it didn't feel that way.
That's the thing. Chappelle can do that.
I've seen it with a couple other comedians that I watched where I'm like, oh man, you came in raw with a couple ideas and then did some like crowd work that didn't really like pan out. And it didn't feel that way. So I kind of get what you're saying.
But also, don't get me wrong. Like, Tom Segura, he's funny, and he said some funny stuff. I don't remember a lot of what he said. But
I feel like his finished product is really good, but he doesn't have the Burr, Louis C.K., Dave Chappelle, Carlin kind of, like,
yeah,
they can be just as funny while they're working to get to that point as they are the finished product. Whereas, like, Tom's finished product is, like, really good, but maybe it's not as good up front, like, if he's working it out. I don't know.
That might be true. I don't know. Yeah. I'm not shitting on the guy. I mean, it's hard to even get up there and say two words, and so I give him that, but, like... Yeah, I don't know. It was a lot, you know. You're having people pay a lot of money, and then not to mention, the two openers were not great either.
Oh God!
So and there's nothing, you know. And I'm not trying to shit on anybody. You know, it's hard. It's hard to fucking get up there and do that. But
if you're doing that, it is easier in a smaller club.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't know if it is. Like, if you have a big audience and you can. If you have a big giant fucking audience and you can get a laugh rolling, that laugh is going to be contagious to others. So, like, it's good.
Yeah, I gotcha.
And then as a comedian, you feed off that shit. So it's going to be loud. You're going to feed off of it. Your energy is going to go up. And that.
I'm more so saying from, like, when I go to a bigger place, a theater, someplace like that.
Yeah.
There is an expectation of a more finished product. And you feel not as personal with it. So you're like watching the show versus like if you go to a comedy club, the energy that you're walking into is kind of contagious. And you go in wanting to feel happy and laugh and all that kind of stuff. So it's a different experience walking to your seat in a club as it is walking to your seat in the theater.
I guess. I do. I do agree with that. Yeah.
I mean, it is, I mean, so.
Did you like the show, though? Did you like the first two comedians?
The first one, I didn't really. That's why I was like, I'm going to go to the bathroom. but
that's not a good sign.
Yeah. But Kirk Foss, like, he was, you know, he was solid. But no, I also wasn't sure if it was just me because of my mindset at the time. But, like. Like, I just didn't come away with it. Like I saw Burr right after he released the special, and I see Michelle Wolf after, like, and I was like,
and Michelle Wolf was a billion times better than Thompson.
And I was hurting from laughing on both those, and it wasn't there with that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I agree with what you're saying. I honestly just thought I was the downer because of my sheetie for the week, so.
I think it was just kind of a boring... Yeah. Stand-up set. No offense to him. To Tom.
Yeah. Look, man, it
but
happens.
Specifically, I'm going to call them out. No, I'm just kidding.
Even the best have those moments, but I do like the energy of a club better than a theater, to be honest.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think so, too. And this was an arena, too. So
yeah, this was like, an actual arena.
We were at
this
Amelie Arena. So it was like...
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's why I think if you're at an arena, if you think you're that guy, you're Dane fucking cooking it right now.
I was about to say Dane Cook.
Like, you better be ready. You better be ready with a fucking, like, badass set that's going to get this place fucking rolling. Because so far, you had two guys that barely even got anybody. You didn't even get a wave yet. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. So, you got to be tighter with your shit at an arena.
Yeah. Like, this is an arena. Like, you go see Michael Jackson in an arena. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to wow you. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you got to wow me.
Oh, boy. All right, Drew. You set it up. I'm curious now. What is this sheedy?
Oh, Andy doesn't know.
Oh, you don't have to bring it up. No, I got two things. So.
I didn't know you didn't bounce back. I didn't know you didn't know. The little family here is a little bit smaller after Friday, so I had to put my old girl down. So shout out to Dash.
That's shitty.
Yeah. So
shit, man.
Yeah. R.I.P. Dasher.
She's probably getting torn apart by army ants right now.
Oh my god.
Jeez. I told him. They said, you want a personal or communal cremation? And I said, no, just leave it for the ants.
Wow.
It's going to come back on a podcast on Monday.
Yeah.
You know how many cockroaches are living inside her carcass now?
Yeah. Yes,
man. Dude, I just imagine that the army ants are picking up the body, dancing and carrying.
There's like one playing a bugle.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm talking about. Like, there's a real party going on for R.I.P. Dash, man. That sucks, but it happens. I know. I think my dog's pretty close to getting at that point. Damn.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Dash.
It's really hard.
Shows for Dash.
That's right.
Pour one out.
Yeah. Pour one down the old gullet.
No. Now raise your voices to the heavens, Kevin.
There's a raven. Oh, there's a sheedy.
I like how Tom Segura ended up being pretty sheedy itself. It's like it was more of a double sheedy. And then we led into Drew's
The trip was
night.
Fun.
Oh, the trip was awesome.
I think that's interesting.
Yeah.
I do think that's interesting, like the club versus theater versus arena.
Yeah.
Like conversation. Because I don't like the big shows as much.
Dude.
I like smaller, intimate more. But
I was
like,
even thinking,
a lot better.
I was even thinking like Kevin Smith could probably entertain an arena. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Kevin's like doing like an evening with Kevin Smith type of deal.
Yeah,
he could do something like that. Just have stories that he tells on stage, and I guarantee that place would have been way more rowdy than it was with Tom Segura. And Tom Segura.
That's why a theater is better, because a theater gives you small club,
while
also giving you arena. Like,
right. It's like I don't really like
arena in that sense.
I agree. I mean, that's why I bring up Dane Cook, because like.
Yeah.
Vicious Circle is probably like the only one that ever worked.
Kings of Comedy.
Kings of Comedy, yeah.
Yeah, but that was more of like a, movie experience kind of deal, but
exactly.
I'm with you.
But anyways, all right.
Get back to fighting.
Back to fighting bugs. I had my bug. Where's my, there it is. I am going with the scorpion fly.
Woo!
Yeah, these bitches are fucking ugly looking.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
They're just brown little pieces of shit, and they're fucking mad.
Dude.
But
it almost looks like they got two faces.
Yeah.
But I hear they're not ultraviolet, though. That little stinger's for fucking. Did you know that?
It is, yeah. That's the best part of it, dude.
That's what I was about to get to. Right?
Yeah.
Put that thing underneath and, like, dude, there's wild bug sex happening.
The point is that dick is a stinger. So they can use it as a weapon. They just choose not to. But in my military, in my war, Drew, we're going to stick our dicks right in you guys.
They're going to have a problem. They Rape see dead? A bunch of dead bugs' bodies, and they just start humping when they're supposed to be fighting.
Yeah. No, can you imagine, like, I send over a giant flying swarm of just fucking stinger dicks that are coming right for you? And that's how you die?
Yeah.
That's how you die? This fucking, your aunt guy is standing there, and this fucking stinger, this dick stinger plunges right into him? Dude,
that's a tough way to go.
And then he comes inside your heart. I don't know. I don't know if that's what he does, but
inside your heart.
Yeah, like the stinger's in there, you know.
Dude, that's wild, man. Yeah. Inside the heart.
Inside the heart,
man.
That is next level coming.
Man. Yeah. Hold on. I got to write this down for next time we do candy hearts.
When I come for the heart.
I come in the heart.
I come in the heart, yeah. Oh, man, that's tough. Wait,
C-U-M-I-N-D-A.
Fuck yeah.
Come in the heart. That's a fucking good one.
I got such a fucking array of ways that my bugs are going to fucking battle.
Yeah. No, I like that.
I feel like you're just gonna give him like some meth and be like, "Let's now go fuck it up," or ecstasy or some shit. Like,
everybody, get your sharp cocks out. We gotta go to war. To war.
Well, it's funny that you went there because I'm doing something a little bit similar, right? Okay. I'm taking the horniest animal out there. Right? Give me them love bugs.
Love bugs. Dude.
Yeah.
This is a good one.
Yeah, I like this because, you know, they're so horny, they will sex up to 6 days.
You think the enemies are just going to be, like distracted by the Pornhub-ness of it?
Some of that and some of, like, really wanting to bang them, right? And, you know, so there's some distraction tactic here.
So all of that, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Not just some of it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and, dude, they're pretty vicious with their sexing. Because, like, the animals, it's like... So when the females come up from the ground, like, it's an intense free-for-all where the males are fighting to get to the low positions so they can bang, bang, bang the lady. And they have to stay with them for, like, 5 days so they can actually, you know, fertilize the eggs. Because what will happen is if they let it go, like, say, a day in of sexing, someone else can come in and re-fertilize the egg, and it could be their kid and not the one who originally banged.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So I like this distraction with the sex and, like, some of the worst war deaths and things like that come from, like, the seduction that, you know, it could also be happening. So this is, like, a nice way of doing it. And, like, for the love bugs, they're like, we're cool. We're just here for some sex. If we die, whatever. As long as we get some sex.
Love bugs have sex anywhere already. So that, like, chances are they were going to be there anyway.
Right.
Yeah. You know, like.
You know, yeah. So I just like someone's ready to go to war and they're like, damn, this bug's like, I gotta rub this little bug dick out because I'm seeing some sexing going on. And then they're distracted and then bam.
Yeah.
Troy.
Yeah, I mean,
horse.
And, you know, even like say one of my little Titan beetles gets a hold of him, right? Mm-hmm. Like, they're gonna he's gonna squeeze them, but then they have that fucking juice that's inside that just like gets all over, and it's just like and it's almost like their own your own stink bugs.
And my love bugs are gonna be like, choke me, bitch.
Yeah,
yeah, that's true too.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, it's gonna be like autoerotic asphyxiation before they die.
Pull my wings off. Do it like that. Yeah, do it slowly.
I call one of my love bugs David Carradine. Yeah.
So why they're someone else is coming in their heart, they're also coming.
Yeah, exactly. They're into it.
They're into it for sure. Well, hey, you know what? I'm going to go with one that is, you know, let's just stick in the same vein. Like, you guys try to fuck this one, they're going to fucking rip your head off. And I'm going to go the praying mantis.
Yeah. This is a great pick.
Yeah. These things are fucking just quiet killers, man. I feel like these are another one that, you know, is a good protector of, you know, like maybe the Calvary or something like that, where they just kind of, they go in and, just tear through people, like the other bugs and shit like that, so.
And they're fast as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is this? What are we talking about?
Praying mantis.
Praying mantis.
They're a little lightweight. They're like, you know, but they got that speed on them, you know?
Yeah.
Do the women do the women go to war, or do the men? The male mantis.
I guess it would have to be the women are the more.
I think they're the
rip off the heads,
they're,
right?
They're the aggressive ones.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy though? They got like they got these eyes that look crazy, but they're also kind of sexy at the same time. And then like if they sit down, it's almost like their like legs are spread to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't know how to cross their legs. They just sit wide open like your girl in Basic Instinct.
That's right.
Andy's real horny for fucking mantis eye.
No, I'm being a bug. I'm like getting in the head of a bug.
I'm a bug.
Of like this what is they're where thinking.
Andy's so, and like, I also saw something where it's like they're one of the few that can like actually like move their fucking head all the way around, like most, you know, are pretty like, that's why they have, some of them have like 80 fucking eyes. Like they only need the two because they can actually move their head like we do.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
shit.
They're like side-eyed, right?
Yeah. And it's a little bit more side-eyed. Yeah.
Yeah. So they got good peripheral vision.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what, their peripherals are straightforward.
Yeah.
If you think about it. Yeah. That's wild. Yeah.
That is crazy.
Mantises are legit.
So yeah, don't, you know.
Pick. We can't wait to plunge our sharp penises into them.
Yeah. Exactly. And then you're going to get your head ripped off. And then if you try it with Andy's, they're going to fucking get their fucking jizz juice all over you. Damn, dude. Like, I can't believe. Like, are we just not going to do spiders?
No, we can do spiders.
I mean, it's up to you.
You know what, though? First, I'm going to get my fucking... I'm going to get my submarine.
Oh.
Just in case. And I'm going the giant water bug.
Oh, shit.
And this is a lot of the same characteristics as those beetles. But, yeah, man, these things will... these will even attack humans if they fucking start biting.
They are big.
Giant water bug.
Because otherwise they'd just be water bug.
That's right, yeah. It would just be.
Yeah.
Average water bug.
I'm picking the giant ones.
I kind of want to watch one swimming. Just to see how they swim.
Well, they swim just like an average one, but just they're bigger.
Do you think they do like breaststroke though, or like how are they swimming? They doing backstroke? What are they doing? They doing that one where you come up and like your arms are in the middle, and then you swim outwards, and then you go back under and go back up, and you're like, what form is that? And whoever did that in the pool? Nobody.
You're like, that's not real.
Yeah.
Nobody taught you that.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I think they do the fucking grab an apple, put it in your pocket. Grab an apple, put it in your pocket.
I think they're more of like a backstroke. kind of.
Just leisurely.
That's how a water bug water bugs, right? They just kind of like
bug. Also, I think you mean the butterfly, like, right?
Yeah.
The fucking...
Like, is that the one? Right.
That's not, I guess that's not I guess that would make more sense. It's a bug type fly.
You know, like we could easily just look this up, like water bug.
Yeah,
water swimming. Bug swimming. Like
water bug swimming.
Water bug swimming.
I don't want an image of it. I want to see. I want to actually fucking see that thing swim.
Keep that thing on you.
Well, you may have noticed them in your pool lately. Several viewers writing in to News Channel 3 telling us about.
You guys hear that or no?
Yes.
Boatmen bugs in their pools.
Water bugs.
You guys. Chippewa Valley mosquito
infector control. They're in their pool. Water
boatmen. Oh my God! Look at these water bugs. Look at them all swimming. Monsoon-like conditions. The insects are not dangerous. They're so small, I can't even see it. Like this isn't. This video is worthless. There are easy things to do to keep them. It's worthless that this news lady is telling me about water bugs right now.
And just make sure you can, if you can, turn off your.
Gotta go.
Dude, I don't even see them swimming. They're just like. There's like pictures of them in the water. The video I clicked on is real stupid. It's just close-ups of them in the water, but not showing them actually swimming. Like, what the hell is that about?
Maybe they don't swim.
This says...
They look like little rowboats darting around just below the surface of a pond or gentle stream.
That's perfect.
But back swimmers are anything but gentle.
They're called back swimmers. I just said they swim on their backs.
You did
the surface of the pond is a barrier between two worlds, and back swimmers, they rule that in between.
All right, I can't.
I don't like this lady's voice.
Can't do that anymore. And back swimmers? Did you just say back? Like that?
Yeah, yeah. And these things will take down. These things will like take down fish and shit in their little traps. Their mouth jaws, whatever they call those. What are they? Pinchers?
Their mouth jaws.
Fuck. I watched so many
mandibles?
Things. Mandibles, that's it.
Yeah. Hell yeah. All right, Andy.
All right, damn. All right, I need a stealthy fucker to spy on people, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, to spy on other bugs. So give me the Australian walking stick.
Oh, shit.
Nothing to see here.
That's right. I want some intel of what's going down, right? So I'm going to send these out there to bring back the intel. And the beautiful thing is they give off a scent that smells like peanut butter to humans.
Oh, shit.
That's pretty cool. But you can't see them because they, like, really blend into the bark and the branches and stuff that they sit on. So I like the idea that I'm sending them in stealthy to kind of, like, just, like, you know, spy and bring back some intel of what's going down.
Yeah. And then try to deliver that intel to some of the fire ants because they're not going to listen.
Yeah. No, they're not. But, you know, I'll have some leaders in the group that'll get the fire ants like running. You just got to send them down the right path.
You got to know how to work with them.
And the Australian walking stick, they'll get it done,
right,
you know.
Right.
And it's got thorn like spikes, so like, you know, they're not gonna be completely like. It's not like they can't hold their own if somehow they're caught up. They have some defense mechanisms, you know, that can get them out of some issues. So,
hell yeah,
yeah. Thorny,
like
gross.
I
like that.
All right.
Yeah.
Over to me.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, check this out. They fold back their legs to defend themselves if anything comes in contact with their abdomen.
Holy shit.
That's crazy. Oh, man. All right. James.
I'm gonna need like an armor, like you guys got a couple of fucking bugs that can take some fucking hits. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I need my take a hit bug. So I'm going with an Atlas Beetle.
Mm.
And it's similar to Andy's Beetle, but this dude also has a couple extra fucking horns plunging out straight ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like a fucking bull with a rhinoceros horn.
It's a big bitch.
Triceratops.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just like a triceratops.
Yeah.
That's a much better representation of what I'm trying to say.
That's crazy. It's also to gain mating rights with females.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird how, like, that's mainly what fucking horns are for.
To get bitches horny.
Yeah. Like deer and shit. They're like, yeah, but look at how many fucking points I have, and none of them are fucking broken.
Yeah.
Don't you want to fuck now?
Dude, horns are like muscles for bugs.
That's right.
Let me throw you up against this door with my strong horns.
That's right.
It's too bad that you can't talk to bugs and get them. Like, maybe you could, like, be like, hey, I'll tape a couple fucking sticks on your horns, make them a little longer for you for this amount of bug money. What do bugs give you?
I'll carve little ridges so you have ridges in your horns.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
You can fucking design the horns for them.
Yeah, you just walk around and you're like, yo, my horns are ribbed for your pleasure.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like there's a whole market of bug.
Yeah.
Like, whatever bug currency is.
My horns have spermicidal number 9.
Is bug currency just like whatever juice they leave behind when we're from wherever they were sitting?
You know, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Just bugs just juicing all over the place.
Hell yeah. All right, it's back to me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, since they're still out there, I'm going to go with it. You guys each have a type of ant, so I need an ant, I think, as well. I can send the cockroaches in to take care of, like, just the first wave, and then have these guys come from behind and be like, pop, pop, pop. And I'm going with the bullet ant.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great pick. Yeah. This late? Come on now.
I know. I'm surprised it's still out there. But these bitches are aggressive, fucking mean. They attack in fucking numbers. They're fucking huge for an ant. They're fucking big as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Extremely painful fucking sting. And they say the reason they call them a bullet ant is because it feels like getting shot by a bullet.
Yeah.
That's how bad the fucking sting hurts.
Damn.
But not poisonous.
Not poisonous, no.
Yeah, just painful.
They just make you want to die.
Those things are no joke, though.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Okay. I'm gonna fuck you up. You know what I mean?
Shit, what was your number 6?
Man.
That was the Beetle, Atlas Beetle.
Atlas Beetle, that's right.
Yeah.
Kind of makes me want to get stung by one of them, you know?
You guys just want to get stung by some stuff?
Yeah.
I don't. I'll watch you guys do it.
That'll really cure the ADD.
It might.
Give you something to live for. The next sting. Gotta get that next sting.
Yeah, man. Or to just make it worse because everything's fucking boring compared to the time you got fucking.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about this time I got stung by a fucking bullet ant.
I'm missing them sting.
Although, if you do that, you're really upping your level, and then you got to take it another level up and another level up. And
you start by getting maybe in the thigh, and then it's like, you know, and then maybe like in the chest, and maybe on your balls, and like on your face.
I think that would be the worst one is the eye.
I'm going to come.
Oh, man.
Yo, the face would be awful.
Okay. I feel good.
All right.
I got to have somebody to alert the troops, right?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody that can let them know what's going down. And, you know, we got the spy. And then I need somebody that's loud as fuck. Give me a Monster Haglid.
Monster Haglid?
Monster yeah. fucking Haglid, huh?
Yeah, it's a hump-winged cricket. And to attract potential mates and ward off rivals, the crickets get loud. They've measured their calls at 105 decibels.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So, like, you know. Also, that could be, like, major. Like, if I've got a torture room, I just get them bitches in there, get to going, and then all of a sudden your guys get to yapping because they just can't stand hearing the Monster Haglid anymore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know?
And you start, like, to really torture them, like, and finally get them to break. You, like, send one in out at first, and then you're like, all, exactly. all right, you want two now? Oh, you want three?
Three?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In this little room, you want three? And you just, and
they're like, all right, I'll talk.
I'll tell you everything you want to know.
Yeah. But yeah, and apparently they have a ventriloquist nature because of their calls.
Oh, shit. So like, they can, yeah, like, throw their voice? Like, throw
so their... that'll get some shit popping off, you, yeah, know?
Mm-hmm. You fucking have the army thinking we're behind them.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. You'll have, yeah, the other army thinking that your army is behind them.
That's right.
Throwing a call.
They're like, oh, shit, we can hear them, so they might be right next to us. Yeah. When in reality, we're like 3 football fields away.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
I do know.
Yeah. And then they're like, oh, no, they're way far away. And then all of a sudden the fire ants are just there, like,
right there,
licking their fucking chops, you know? Rubbing their little stupid hands together.
All right, Drew. Rub your hands together.
I rub my hands together. Well, this was, I had it down as, you know, defense against spiders, but since nobody's picked a spider, it's kind of interesting. But I think, you know, again, this is, we're probably going to retrain some of these things. Like, James is going to teach people to fuck people through the heart.
Yep.
Or, you know, so I'm going to go with a tarantula hawk.
Oh, dude, a pepsis.
Yeah. And these things will, like, they fucking, they have the little bit of the, you know, the venom that fucking, like paralyzes.
Yeah.
And then just fucking, then they go to town. They rape the fuck out of that tarantula. I mean, kill, yikes, the fuck out of that tarantula.
Yeah.
Dude, and these bitches look badass with the red wings and the blue body, yeah, and the violet body.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
Like, the, yeah, and it's kind, yeah, of like, you know, I don't know what fucking, like, I don't know what, like, planes or what planes, but, like, these are the ones that, like, they look as fucking cool as they are, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
They're,
yeah,
shredded,
right,
dude. Yeah. They look like little bugs that have been working out.
Yeah.
Dude.
Like, these bugs do CrossFit.
Yeah.
Like, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah, they are. They got those little ropes on their little.
Oh, little, yeah. 100%. Yeah,
they're fucking flipping tires and shit.
Dude, these bugs, when they do, like, push ups, they clap, uh-huh, 3 times before they land.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're hitting shit with sledgehammers.
Yeah. These bugs put, like, heavy sticks in between their legs when they do box jumps. Fucking tarantula hawks.
That's right.
Oh, man. Man, these are some fire ass teams. I'm not going to lie to you.
These are fucking legit as fuck. Right. Drew, give us honorables.
All right. There's one called the vampire bug, which it can suck blood from its enemies for up to 50 minutes. So, like, oh, it's just fucking longevity. Like, it just gets on and latches, and it's just like, yep, I'm just here for a long time. Not, you know. I guess it's a good time and a long time. But next, I'm going to go with... Let's go with the venomous puss caterpillar.
Oh, I've seen this.
Oh, shit. One.
Or puss. I don't know what it is.
No, it's puss.
Is it puss?
Yeah.
It's a little hairy guy?
Yeah, it's like a pussy cat. That's why it's named that.
Yeah, okay. I thought that's what it was. Yeah. But, yeah, it says they kind of, you know, look like a... But they're pretty big, like, for a caterpillar. They're, like, 5 inches long, I think they said, so... This is like a big, this is like a real puss, you know?
This is the hairy one?
Yeah.
It's a hairy puss. That's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was watching a news thing in Tampa. Some kid at a, at like a kid's playground picked one of these up and got stung. Let out a blood curdling scream. That's what the mom said.
Stupid mom.
My kid's dead now.
Man,
I didn't finish the news program. I might have finished the entire story.
It might be a little bit of editorial on my part. Yeah. Man, there's two ways I can go. They're both very similar. But just because I think it's a cooler name, and even though I don't know how the fuck to say it, I'm gonna go with the sea fly, TSE. And
CC fly, we'll say.
Yeah. So this carries the African sleeping sickness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, it'll, it just kind of knocks people the fuck out. Like, they're just, they come in and do the sleeper hold and they're like, see ya.
This was going to be higher on my list if it was, like, against humans.
Right. Yeah.
So I had different ones for if it was humans.
Yeah.
Because I had this one written down as well. And then I was like, okay, well. Probably not as good now.
Yeah. But I think, like I said, we use the same strategies for against other bugs too. So
yeah. James, my shit's freezing up, so I don't know if you could type those in.
Okay.
Yeah. So we might have to ask Drew all over what he took.
What was your last one?
I got some.
What was your last one? It was the tarantula hawk.
That was the first one.
Oh, I'm talking about your last pick.
Oh.
All right.
Yeah.
Number 7.
And then what do we got here?
Then we have the vampire bug.
Okay.
The venomous pussy caterpillar.
Mm. That puss cat.
That's right. And then the tsetse fly.
TSE. TSE fly.
It's like General So's, but with an E.
Yeah.
It's like the drink, but spelled different.
All right, Andy.
All right, fuck it. I mean, give me the scorpion.
Scorpion.
Like, kind of surprised it didn't go, but at the same time, like, trying to stick with my, you know.
Yeah, I had one too, but since nobody else went with, like, like more amphibians or arachnids. I was like, I'll just leave it off.
Yeah, I'll go tarantula as well.
Which one?
There's different tarantulas. Damn.
Just the regular one.
The Goliath. It's the big one.
All right, I'll go with Goliath. And. Then I'll go with...
And now I have something that can kill it.
There we go. And I'll go with a giant Weta.
I had one of those, too.
I wanted
too,
a Weta, too.
Yeah. Yeah, these things are big.
They're big, but I think they're just... They don't really do anything.
Well, so what somebody was saying is that because due to their size and weight, they can literally just walk... And kill other bugs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I did see that. I think this is the one that when I thought about it, I was thinking, like, it's like a mastiff where it's, like, it doesn't have, like, the big jaw power but yeah. It's not, that's not what it's meant to do. Like, Mastiffs are meant to pin people down. Like, this is, could be the same thing where you just, you fucking send a group in to, you know, pin back a certain, you know, flank or whatever the fuck. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you really would need some
warfare,
real power to take this thing down. Because otherwise, mm-hmm. it's just fucking walking and strolling
yeah.
and a killing machine. It's like fucking Godzilla in the city, you yeah. know.
Yep.
All right, here we go. I'm gonna go with a bot fly, and this bitch yeah. like lays eggs inside of its fucking enemies. So my
that was the other one I was talking yeah. about. It was between those two.
Yeah. yeah. So my sharp dicks will go in there, put a hole, and bot fly mm-hmm. will come in there if I'm going to load you up with a bunch of babies.
Yeah.
yeah. Man.
I'm not mad at that.
And then my fucking stink bugs are going to come fart right in your face.
So I don't know. Did you guys watch anything that was like explaining that their larvae are basically like they're
parasite
this way, so like if you go to pull them out, they stick.
Oh yeah. Shit! Hell, I did not yeah. see that part. Yeah.
Dude, yeah. I almost took a butt worm, but like then I didn't. I realized it wasn't an insect
or a thing.
Yeah, it's like those little white worms that apparently can get in people's butts.
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You guys know what I'm talking about, right?
The thing that can get in your butt?
Yeah,
they're called pinworms. A little white worm that gets in your butt?
Yeah, they're tiny white thread-like worms that live in the rectum.
Sounds like pillow pants.
Oh, yeah. I know what this is. Is it like a tapeworm or no?
I think so, kind of like that.
Ooh, I don't like this.
yeah.
My asshole's living itching just butts. Thinking about it.
I don't have one of those in me right now, do I?
You might.
No, don't say that.
I didn't see one when I looked.
Inside of your butt. no. All
right. Know. Man, I got to take my picks. You guys are screwing me here. All right. I'm going to do a ear wig. You fly in your ear, fucking split your wig back. You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
I think that's what they do. And then finally, I'm going to go with... fucking house flies. They're just there. They're fucking there to get killed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We can do whatever we want with these bitches.
You know what?
They're at least fucking... well with a horse fly. Like, at least they got some fucking bite.
I went with a house
fly. Well, I like the house fly just because they're fucking annoying. And, like, yeah. people are like, just leave us alone, man.
yeah.
<You know?
laughs> yeah, they're just pests. They're
just
not
leave
fucking,
us alone,
yeah.
man.
Yeah. They're like, the other bugs are, like, swatting at the house flies, just trying to, like, just get away, man.
Your fucking ironclad beetle is like... he's not attacking me, but god damn it, he's annoying me.
yeah. This is your, you know what I'm talking about? Room. Torture room. You just have the house flies in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's just one per room.
yeah.
You know what I'm imagining? Man. In my mind right now, I'm imagining like a war between two of these teams. Mm-hmm. And then, like, the whole war ends right when the homeowner comes in and flips on a light.
Dude, I'll tell you what, like,
run!
There's insect fights that people bet on and shit.
Is there really?
Yeah.
Like, two mantises against each other and shit?
Yeah. So, like,
Is that animal cruelty?
I don't know. But like, yeah, apparently it's associated with gambling in which insects are pitted against each other. It's mostly practiced in the regions of China, Japan, Vietnam, and Thailand. Cricket fighting has a long history. Beetle fighting, you know, with such beetles as the Japanese rhinoceros beetle.
Oh, shit.
And there's actually there's YouTube videos that have some of these fights. And Japanese Bug Fights is a DVD video series where there's different kind of insects that battle each other in a plastic arena.
I like how Japan has bug fights and America has bum fights.
Yeah. Oh, listen to this. In the Philippines, there have been reported fights that have caused casualties due to disputes over bedding from spider fights. In one incident, a 15-year-old fatally stabbed a 13-year-old over an unpaid debt that amounted to 10 cents.
Holy shit.
Jeez.
10 fucking cents.
10 cents?
That doesn't even make sense.
I mean, currency.
I'm going to use my steel cart. No.
That didn't make sense either.
That would be fucking insane.
Oh, man. I might do my ad drop.
Oh, okay. I'm locked in. I think that I have a solid fucking plan here.
You do.
Yeah.
But I feel good about something.
Drew, are you locked in or are you?
I'm locked, yeah.
You're locked? Okay. Andy, yeah. Go ahead.
All right. So I'm gonna drop the Australian walking stick.
Okay.
And I'm going to pick up the bot fly.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
I like what you said, James.
Lay some babies?
Yeah, yeah. Because, like, I like the idea of, like, you're not gonna take the house fight. Fly? I got to protect my baby. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
You're going to take the house fly?
Impregnating fools.
Yeah, now.
There's a lot of sex going on with the love bugs and the bot flies.
I like that.
Yeah. And I feel ruins. Like the best warriors also have a lot of sex.
Yeah. And they come out to play.
It kind of ruins right. My sharp penises putting a hole in there so that the bot fly can swoop in. And
I like where you went with this. That's why I took it. Your explanation made me feel like I needed to do that.
All right. That's damn.
But here's now the question,
Now I got to send. I got to send them after. I got to send my scorpion flies after you guys.
So, Andy, how are you getting the larva into the, like, what other creature are you using to do this now?
The fire ants.
Oh, okay.
Hell yeah. Hey.
Well, the bot fly can do it itself. It already does it.
Strength and numbers.
Just take longer.
Yeah.
I only thought about using my sharp penis cocks to, I don't know why you have to say penis cocks, but they're sharp penis cocks. Uh-huh. I was just thinking, like, make a hole quick to help out but, you know, Andy.
Yeah.
That strategy's out the window now.
Hey, man. I liked it. I like the idea of what you said.
So I'm glad, you know.
Convinced me.
The fact that it hurts me is probably means it was a good move on your part, you know?
Dude, these would be some crazy-ass fights.
I think so. You guys ready? You want me to read them off?
Yeah, let's do it.
We're good?
Get it.
All right. For James's team of fighting bugs, number one, cockroaches. Number two, assassin bug. Number three, killer bees. Number four, fucking stink bugs farting right in your fucking face. Number five, scorpion fly. Number six, Atlas beetle. And number seven, the bullet ant. For Andy's team of fighting bugs, number one, the giant centipede. Number two, fire ants. Number three, ironclad beetle. The number four, the Hercules beetle. Number five, love bugs. Oh, shit. We're going to block the sun out with love bugs. And then we're going to fight in the shade. We'll fight in the shade. And then a bot fly, number six, and monster haglid, number seven. And for Drew's team of fighting bugs, number one, the giant silkworm moth. Number two, the murder hornet. Number three, army ants. Number four, the titan beetle. Number five, a praying mantis. Number six, a giant fucking water bug. How do they swim? And number seven, tarantula hawk.
Woo!
That's legit.
Some good teams.
You know, we gave people a lot of good bug information. I think people were craving this. What we do at the Draft Pod is we give the people what they want.
Well, it's coming up on spring. You're getting into picnic season. Yeah. Like, you got to be aware of these things.
Don't pick up any fucking caterpillars. Not one of them.
UFC 300 is upon us, so WrestleMania.
I think about that all the time. As I was doing this, I was like, dude, I used to just, every fucking caterpillar I saw, I didn't know they were fucking dangerous until I was like 20.
Oh, you just pick them bitches up?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
100% and let them crawl on you?
Yeah. I never touched anything. I stayed the fuck away from everything. I feel like I had a sixth sense about it. Like, if that's a
thing.
Dude,
I'll watch that bitch until it turns into a butterfly.
Hell yeah. Get it in a jar with a stick and some leaves. It's like fucking their natural habitat.
We truly were meant to be.
I was in Cub Scouts, you know. Cub Scouts tells you, stay the fuck away from it. You don't know what it is, stay the fuck away from it. You know?
Mariah Carey.
Mariah. Yeah, but James, you also had, I think you probably had more shit to worry. Like ants. I was never afraid of ants until I moved here. Like, everybody's like, dude, there's ants. I'm like, okay, they're ants.
Did you guys know?
And then
anybody?
I got my leg covered in them, and I was like, oh, they're ants.
Did you guys know anybody in school that was super fucking weird and had an ant farm?
I would have thought that was badass, but no, I didn't know anybody.
Yeah. Would you have?
Hell yeah, an ant farm?
You go into somebody's room and they just got fucking ant farm.
Well, what age are you talking about?
I always wanted one.
Like eight.
Oh, dude, that's, hell yeah.
At eight, that was cool. An ant farm? You didn't think that was cool?
No.
I think that's badass.
Yeah.
Did you?
Especially if they were aliens.
I thought, like, the bee thing was cool.
Andy's like, I thought he was a fucking nerd. Yeah. Like, see, fucking, this is what you show me, fucking ants.
Every time I saw an ant farm, I just do this fucking etch-a-sketch thing. Yeah.
And he's like, I put a firecracker in every anthill I see, motherfucker.
Dude, I was like that girl from Finding Nemo, you know what I'm saying? Just tapping on glass. I'm like, put them on the glass.
Oh, my God.
Oh, loves you, bitch.